OMG, did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers. Today in the Media Training Podcast, hustle culture, deep dive, workfluencer, paradigm shift. What a load of baloney. You guessed it. We're talking about why you should avoid corporate speak, office jargon, and lingo in media interviews. It's everywhere, isn't it? Every industry has its own verbal shorthand. And let's get something straight. None of it has any place in media interviews. Reasons why are coming up. But first, let's take a look at just some of the latest corporate lingo that's emerged since the global pandemic. Do you really understand what terms like these mean? Chaotic working, hustle culture, workfluencer, digital nomad, corporate villain, talent debt, pivot. And then some of the more established classic corporate speak, synergy, deep dive, paradigm shift, leverage, ideate, deliverable, and a personal favourite of mine, circle back. What a load of baloney. Now, I'm not saying don't use these words, just don't use them in media interviews. People often use jargon in business settings for various reasons: to seem knowledgeable and professional, out of habit, to fit into specific corporate cultures, to impress others, or to simply convey complex ideas. Of course, office lingo does have its uses, but it can also reflect your lack of understanding. It can intimidate others or be used to evade direct answers. In short, it excludes people who aren't in the know, and that's the issue with using office jargon in the media. Now, there are some exceptions. The most obvious one is corporate finance. Pick up a copy of the Financial Times newspaper. You might as well be reading hieroglyphics. But for regular news, current affairs, and podcasts, plain, straightforward, understandable language is a must. So, on air, you would avoid saying, "We are accelerating digital transformation." Instead, you'd say, "We're working quickly to improve our technology." You wouldn't say, "We're enhancing collaborative ecosystems." You would say, "We're improving online teamwork." And what does workforce streamlining and optimization mean? You guessed it, we're making job cuts. Get the idea? So corporate speak won't make you sound clever on air. It'll alienate the audience, be a switch off, and be a waste of most journalists' time. Remember, in your organisation, chances are that you spend most of your time with a specific type of person. For example, when I worked at the BBC, many of my colleagues were white, middle class, and university educated. But when you're on air, you're not speaking to your peers, you're speaking to a mass audience made up of a diverse group of people from all sorts of backgrounds. It's essential to use language that's accessible to everyone. Now, it's not dumbing down, it's about being clear. Also, just because you're on TV, radio, or a podcast, no one has a duty to listen to you. Think about how you consume the media. If someone talks in office lingo that you don't understand, do you whip out your phone and Google it? No, you don't. You switch off or you zone out. If your language is laden with jargon, you risk losing their interest quickly. That's a wasted chance to share your key message. And also, journalists don't like it. They're trained to communicate clearly. If you drop some corporate speak or an acronym into the conversation, they'll stop you and ask, "Sorry, can you explain what that means?" And that is just wasting your own time. Be clear and concise. It's not just about getting your message across effectively. It's also about respecting the journalist's time and the audience's understanding. And remember, if you're not clear, you won't be asked back. Don't make that mistake. Okay, as we reach the terminus of this particular instalment of our media training podcast, we extend an open invitation to individuals seeking to evaluate their proficiency in the nuanced art of media communication. Should you find yourself in a position desiring our bespoke consultancy services, we warmly encourage you to initiate a digital correspondence at the following electronic mail address, hello@bitfamous.co.uk. We express our sincerest gratitude for your auditory participation and engagement in today's enlightening discourse. You get the idea.